This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We recently had Graham Ashton, the Chief Commissioner of Police, Victoria Police, on, and along with a couple of other folk.
Last week, yes.
And it was about the 20th anniversary of, it's called the Portfolio Reference Group, which was formed 20 years ago. It was the first step of liaison between the LGBTIQ community and Victoria Police. And there was a lot of work to do. This was post the Tasty Raids. And, you know, some of the relationships that the police have had with our community, and also the way the police force deal with and relate to people within the police force from our community. So Graham came in and spoke about that, and you know, I found it really interesting that, you know, this is a guy who I think spoke quite frankly about him recognising both as a, you know, as a young person, and then, you know, in his 20s and then further, that as a straight man, you know, he wasn't really recognising some of these issues that we were facing. And, you know, I found that really refreshing. Anyway, last Monday, the Monday of this week, Graham made an apology to the LGBTIQ... That's him ringing now, he wants to talk to us. To the LGBTIQ community on behalf of Victoria Police. Don't underestimate how significant this was. Now, New South Wales Assistant Commissioner of Police had issued an apology. This is about a 2 to 3 minute sound grab. Pretty significant. So have a listen to that. Do you have any comment on that, Dano?
I'm just waiting to hear it, Macca.
There you go. Here it is. Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner, Victoria Police.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Victoria Police LGBTI Portfolio Reference Group. It's a significant milestone and represents the commitment we have made to earning the trust and confidence of the LGBTI community. I am extremely proud of the journey we have taken and the progress that we've made. I think about Victoria Police's participation in the Midsummer Pride March, which over the past 18 years has become a celebrated fixture on our event calendar. We've built a network of over 370 gay and lesbian liaison officers in this organisation who work to enhance the mutual trust between the LGBTI community and police. And while we've achieved much, I acknowledge that there have been times in our history with the LGBTI community when Victoria Police has fallen well short of the expectations the community rightly puts upon us. There have clearly been times when our actions caused unnecessary and unacceptable harm to the community and to our own people. I've had the opportunity to hear many of these experiences firsthand, and for that, I am sorry. I am sorry to everyone in the community who did not receive the support and service that they should have, who were concerned for their own safety and well-being, and who as Victoria Police employees could not be their authentic selves at work. In many cases, the impact of these experiences has lasted a lifetime. What I do take pride in, however, are the critically important steps we've taken as an organisation over recent years to try and rectify these wrongdoings. I'm confident that we've put in place the frameworks to ensure that they never occur again. I'm not going to tell you that today the work is complete, nor am I going to tell you that this work will be easy and without challenges. But we are motivated to continue building an organisation that is reflective of the community it serves, an organisation that treats all members of society with respect and fairness, an organisation that firmly rejects homophobia, transphobia and other types of prejudice, an organisation that can confidently say that it has and continues to earn the trust and confidence of the community.
I love that. I love the backing music. It was like I was getting my feet rubbed.
I was just thinking that. I did feel like I was at a, you know, like a wellness centre or something.
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote that?
He wrote it himself.
Did he?
Yep.
Just thinking about the, remember the Defence Force apology a few years ago that was written by our very famous trans...
Oh, yes. Kate.
Kate. Oh, God. This is what happens when you turn 30.
Yes.
Mm. Or even 50.
Or 50 or even 60. I think the important... really important stuff in that is that Graham acknowledged the hurt, acknowledged the wrongs, said we're not, you know, we haven't fixed it all, we're not in a perfect place, acknowledged that within the police force with their own police members, you know, they'd been lacking. I acknowledge it. It takes courage to do that. He says the journey's not over, and no, it's not over. There's still a lot of work to do, and he acknowledged that last week on the show as well. I wanted to play it because not everyone got to actually hear it. It will be part of our podcast as well. I look forward to some feedback on that. Not everyone is going to agree. Not everyone loves Victoria Police. Not everyone hates Victoria Police. But the reality is, you know, they have come a long way on the journey, and a lot of the members of the community have been with them on that journey, sometimes unwilling members, sometimes willing, but...
And as the good part about it was that it was a flat-out apology. It wasn't like, oh, if people have been offended.
Don't you hate it when people go in an apology, if,
You know, it ticked all those boxes in terms of apology. It fleshed out what it was, it took responsibility, and then said we can do better, and we are continuing to work.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.